pleasant good morning to you and welcome to The Deed of Inheritance, a program sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. Good morning, and this is Fiona Pishka coming to you from Victory Christian Fellowship, and I'm here with Pastor Doug. Good morning, Pastor Doug.
Good morning.
I hope that you had a wonderful week and a good weekend this weekend.
Yes, this was a great week, and I'm very excited about our program today because I think it's going to be helpful to a lot of people.
Amen. So today we have a little bit of a different program for you, and we want to be able to tell you a little bit about us. I know every time you hear the program in the beginning of the program, I usually say the name of the program, and then I say we're sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And many of you have never heard of Victory Christian Fellowship, or don't even, maybe you might not even know where Palmyra, Pennsylvania is. So what we'd like to do today is take some time to share with you the vision and the purpose and what it is that God's called us to do. And maybe Pastor Doug will start off by telling them where Palmyra is. But before we get into anything this morning, I think we'll just go to the Lord in prayer so yes. that we are ready and prepared to hear his word.
Father, we just give you thanks and praise for this opportunity to minister on this broadcast. Father, we just look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we thank you that you would make this program effective, cause people to listen to it. Lord, cause them to be blessed. And Father, we just thank you that they would truly inherit your promises and experience their benefits as they listen to this program. And Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes and our ears to hear a word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And that is truly what we believe for you when we bring these programs to you every week. We want to make sure that you are able to hear the Word of God, that you're able to learn new things from the Word of God, that you could develop as a believer. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, we would like you, of course, to have that big introduction. And we consider the number one person in life that you could meet and get to know personally is Jesus Christ, don't we, Pastor Doug?
And actually, that is the most important decision that anybody can make in life. There's not a decision that holds more value or more importance than making Jesus Christ your Lord.
Amen. You know, this morning you were telling me on the news this morning, just this morning, there was a news alert of a 28-year-old movie actor who was found dead in his bed.
Yes.
And you know, that is such a thing that as human beings, sometimes we think that we are not, that we can just get by with anything and, you know, that nothing can harm, especially when people have gotten up to a certain status in life, in the culture, in the society that they live in. But here, this 28-year-old young man, don't know if he knew the Lord or if he knew anything about the Lord, but here he was found dead in his bed.
And, you know, the news talks about his potential as an actor and the movies that he's made. But, you know, when you compare that to eternity, that is a very short time. I mean, eternity is going to go on forever. And the only place that we can prepare for eternity is right here, right now, on the earth.
Amen. And that's what we like to help people do at Victory Christian Fellowship. We want to make sure that people that are part of our church, that attend our church, that are members, that visit, whatever encounter you have at Victory Christian Fellowship, our goal is that you would know Jesus Christ, that you would have an encounter with the Father God. But the only way to know the Father God is to know the Son, Jesus.
That's right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because Victory Christian Fellowship is a church that is located in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And Palmyra resides between Lebanon and Hershey. And we're a town of about a little over 7,000 people, I guess. But Victory Christian Fellowship has been here since the early 80s. We used to be called New Covenant Church, and then the name was changed in the mid-90s to Victory Christian Fellowship, and we are Victory Christian Fellowship. We've been there that for over several years now. But we are a church that my wife and I, we have the privilege of pastoring this church, and we have been here for over 5 years, and we're just seeing God doing amazing things in people. We've had testimonies of lives being changed. So we want to just talk about Victory Christian Fellowship today.
And let's start off, Pastor Doug, with our purpose. What is our purpose as a church? What do we say our purpose is?
Yeah, it's always important to know why you exist or why you're here. And for us as a church, our purpose is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus to build, encourage, and reach people of all walks of life through inheriting God's promises and experiencing their benefits.
And that's where we got the name, I know, for our radio program, The Deed of Inheritance. The last line said it all, inheriting God's promises and experiencing their benefits. And just recently, actually, in our bulletin, if you come to visit our church, when we give you our bulletin, we have the outline of Pastor Doug's sermon that's in that bulletin with all the scripture references and everything. And we've had a lot of feedback from the members of our church and those that attend that they take that information and they use it as a study guide all week in their devotion. So they're not just listening to the Word of God on that Sunday morning or that Wednesday night, but they get to take it home and do some further research. And you know, the Bible, yes. Paul, he commended some Christians in the Bible for doing just such a thing, didn't he?
Yeah, he commended the Bereans. He said that they were more honorable because they searched out the Scriptures daily to see if what Paul was saying was true. They didn't just take Paul's word for it, even though Paul was a great apostle. He was an anointed man of God, a wonderful Bible teacher. But they actually took what he said and they went to the word to see if what he was saying was true. And see, that's really what we're about. You know, inheriting God's promises and experiencing their benefits, it comes from the scripture Galatians 3:29. It says, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so we believe that God's word is his will. And when you know his will, you can receive the benefits that that's contained in the word of God.
Amen. And so I know, Pastor Doug, you mentioned the word. And if you come here and listen for any period of time, even if you've been listening to this radio program for a period of time now, we've now been on the air, I believe, for over a little over a year.
That's right.
And we are also on the internet. I just want to interject that right here. We are on the internet as well. And you could log on to www.vcfpa.org and click on free resources. You'll have access to this radio program where you can email it to friends. You could download it to your iPod. It's also podcasted, or you could just listen right there on your computer. Of course, you could burn a CD if you'd like as well. It's all offered to you free of charge as a gift to you from our church here at Victory Christian Fellowship. And you know, Pastor Doug, people could listen to your sermons online as well. And the one thing that people, I know that when they hear you minister or when they hear any kind of ministry happen here at the church, the number one thing that they always emphasize is the word, how they are being taught yes. the word. And I think that has something to do with where you went to school and who we're affiliated with.
That's correct. I had the privilege of going to Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, under the ministry of Kenneth Hagin. And I went there from 1990 to 1992. I graduated, and that's who I'm ordained with, and we are a Rhema Bible Training Center affiliate church. If you go on the Rhema's website, you can also find our church there as well.
Amen. So that is who our church is hooked up with. And if you know anything about that organization, you know that they are very much emphasized in teaching the Word of God. And that's what we emphasize here at Victory Christian Fellowship. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. A lot of people misquote that verse, Pastor Doug.
Yes, they say the truth will set you free. But Jesus is talking. He said, if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, if you don't know the truth, then you still have the potential of being held in bondage. But it's that knowing of the truth. And how do you know if someone knows the truth? It's whether they practice the truth. You know, they actually apply it to their lives, and they do it. Because we can just hear the word and not do it, and then we end up deceiving ourselves. But we need to hear the word, we need to listen to it, and then we need to do it and apply it, because the word of God is practical.
Amen. And, you know, we want to encourage you today that if you do not have a home church, if you have stayed away from the Lord for a while, if you're mad at God, that's the first thing that you need to resolve, is that there is no reason for us to be upset with God when things go wrong in our life. What we should do is stop and ask Him for directions, because being mad at Him certainly wouldn't change the situation.
Right, because both God and the devil can simply give you a choice. Then it's our decisions that decide our destiny.
Amen. And you know, if you have had tragedy happen in your life, if it seems like your whole life things have been going downhill, everything you try to do, it turns out into a big mess or anything like that, we want to encourage you today that one of the things that can help you solve that problem in your life is to find out more about your Creator. We believe that if you know anything about the Creator, He can tell you about you because He created you.
That's right. And, you know, you can never go wrong with putting the Word of God into practice. And see, this whole ministry is about getting the Word out. We get the Word out when we preach. The Word goes out over this radio broadcast. The Word goes out in our bulletins. And the Word goes out in the different newsletters and the publications that we've gotten involved with. So this is you could call us a Word Church. Everything we do, we base it in the Word of God.
Amen. Now, Pastor Doug, I know that some things that we believe in, we want to share with the folks.
That's right.
And one of the things that I know we believe strongly in, that is in healing.
Yes.
And talk a little about that. Is that still for today? Because I know that is usually a big question about whether or not something is for today or if it was for a long time ago. But let's talk about healing.
Well, you know, people like to emphasize how Jesus came to take away our sin. But in Isaiah 53:5, it says that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. And then over in the book of Matthew, it tells us how Jesus was healing people to fulfill what Isaiah spoke. So, you know, God wants us healed just as much as He wants us saved. And we know what Jesus' attitude was toward healing. The Bible talks a lot about how He healed all. And everybody that came to Jesus, or they came to the Word, or they came to the truth, they got healed. Whether it was the Roman centurion who came to Jesus for healing of his servant. And he approached Jesus. And this is in Matthew chapter 8. And he told Jesus, he said, "My servant is near death." And, you know, Jesus was willing to come to his house to heal his servant. But the Roman centurion, he had a revelation of authority. And he knew that the authority that Jesus walked in, that anything that Jesus said would happen. So this centurion said, "Jesus, all you have to do is speak the word, and my servant shall be made whole." Now, even Jesus marveled at this man's faith. And Jesus spoke the word, and that's all that was needed. And, you know, Jesus, he healed people through the laying on of hands. People touched him to be healed. He spoke to sickness and disease, and they were healed. So healing is definitely a benefit that we have from the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And that is something that we offer here at our church. You know, last Wednesday night, we started something brand new. All year last year, before our service at 7 on Wednesday nights, we have been praying over the names of people that have been submitted to the church. We had a big jar that we had all these names in, I think over 200 names.
Yes.
And we would pray at 6 o'clock.
300.
300 names. At 6 o'clock, we would a group of us would get together, and we would just put our hands on that jar. We'd pray for specific names, and we would pray for their salvation and their healing. And so we did that all year last year, and we got really good testimonies about family members who for 27 years didn't want to hear a thing about God. All of a sudden, they're making phone calls, and they're doing things where they're asking questions about our Heavenly Father. Well, this year, what we've done, and we started this last Wednesday night, and we'll be continuing with it until the Lord tells us otherwise, is at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 6:30, we have available personal personal prayer where we lay our hands on people directly and pray for you, whatever it is that's going on in your life, whatever it is that you need. And I tell you, last Wednesday night, there was such an anointing here that the power of God was present to heal. He was present to deliver. And people have already had results.
Yes.
From the prayers that were prayed last Wednesday night. Less than a week, they had results. So we believe in the power of God operating.
Yes.
And we know that those are gifts of the Spirit that operate. So let's talk about if we believe in the gifts of the Spirit or not.
Yeah, you know, oftentimes people want to downplay the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Well, he is a person that was given to us by Jesus. Jesus said, you know, it's necessary that I leave, but I'm going to leave you with another comforter who is just like me in nature and in power. And, you know, we believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What are the gifts? There are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. For example, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits, the gift of faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues. And there's 9 gifts that can be found in 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14. And these are gifts that are given to the body of Christ. They're given so that people could be edified and built up. You know, Jesus operated in the gifts. When he met that woman at the well in Samaria, he knew that she had been married several times and that the person that she was living with was not her husband. How did he know that? That was a gift of the word of knowledge. It was an already known fact that was revealed to him. And he used that to minister to her. So, you know, we believe in the gifts. The Bible says, desire the best gift. So whatever gift that you need at the moment, that's the best gift. And we allow the Holy Spirit to use these gifts. Now, he's the one that operates the gifts, but he needs yielded vessels, people who are open and willing to be used by God and to step out in faith and to use these gifts.
Amen. And so we believe here in the church, and that's part of what we, you know, as believers, if we are going to be trainers and to make disciples of men, we need to tell them everything that Jesus told his disciples and everything that Jesus showed his disciples. And the things that he told his disciples were that the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
Yes.
And he told them to wait. He said, tarry until it comes.
Yes.
And he said, I am going to go away and I'm going to send you a comforter. Now, what Jesus was doing, I find interesting, is that he did just what his Father did for us. See, his Father sent him as a gift.
Yes.
And then when he was ready to leave, he wanted to leave us a gift.
Yeah, and even John the Baptist said, you know, I baptize you with water, but the one who comes after me is greater than I, and he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen. So we believe in the gifts of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. And another thing we believe in, Pastor Doug, is in the fivefold ministry.
Absolutely. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher.
And as to accommodate that, we want to make sure our people that attend Victory Christian Fellowship, that they are able to be influenced and to be exposed to all these fivefold ministry, because their
yes.
their purpose is for the maturing of the saints
and for the training of the saints. Well, for example, you know, we're having a guest ministry in this Sunday, and he has a ministry called Dunamis Connections. And, you know, if you wanted to be connected with the power of God, then I want to invite you to come this Sunday here at 10 a.m. to hear Henry Fisher. And he has a ministry. He often goes into Brazil and into Mexico. And we heard his ministry last year, and he really touched the people, and God used him mightily. So he's going to be with us again this Sunday. So we as a church, we invite other people who operate in different gifts so that our people could have a balanced teaching. So I would encourage you to come this Sunday to hear Henry Fisher at 10 a.m.
Amen. And I know last year when Brother Henry was here, he really moved and operated in the gift of prophecy.
Right. There was about 8 people that he gave right on words for that really ministered to them.
And one of the things we do with our guest speakers is we normally rarely have an opportunity to speak with them at length before a service or
right.
before they come here. So rarely, we don't tell them a thing of, you know, we don't have time to stand there and point people out and tell them stuff. But the Holy Spirit knows everything. And we allow the Holy Spirit to move in our church.
Yes.
And so he's able to give information and solve problems. You know, I think the Holy Spirit is the best problem solver we can have.
He is, because he's been around at creation. He knows everything. He inspired men. And he's our wisdom. He's our strength.
And the Bible tells us that he is our teacher. So
absolutely.
I'm thinking to myself, I always think when I have a problem to solve, I just sit there and I say, Holy Spirit, you are my best teacher. Now teach me. And I tell you, I have solved many problems that way.
That's right. Well, you know, when Jesus spoke, he often spoke in parables. And then when he was alone with his disciples, they said, well, what did you mean by that? And then he would teach them the meaning of what he was saying. And that's how we need to do with the Holy Spirit. We need to, we can ask him questions just like the disciples asked Jesus questions, because he's of the same nature and he's come to help us. See, Jesus was needed to help man to be saved, because man could not be saved on their own. We needed a savior. You know, if man could save himself, we would look on the news and we would see the news improving and getting better and the conditions of this world improving. But obviously that's not the case, because when you look at the news, it's often negative. So that proves we needed a savior, and Jesus is our savior.
Amen. And we thoroughly believe that here at Victory Christian Fellowship. And there are about 13 things that we have listed in our tenets of faith, the things that we believe. And I want to let you know that all of those things are available online. We have them listed on our website, that you could print them out, find all the scripture references that we have listed there to back up, because we don't believe in anything that doesn't back up itself in the Word of God.
And you know, I would encourage anybody that goes to church to find out what your church believes, and to find out if they really practice what they believe, because you want to be in agreement. You know, Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And so we want you to know what we believe, and that we actually practice what we believe.
Yes, and speaking of practicing, you know, I mentioned earlier about Wednesday nights from 6 p.m. You could certainly come here and we would be happy to pray with you with a situation that's going on in your life. Or even for some people making future decisions, you know, needing jobs, needing businesses to grow and everything like that. We've laid hands and prayed. The other thing that we are making available, and the first one will be in February, and that will be on Tuesday, February 12th. We are going to be opening our church up from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're calling that a lunchtime prayer.
Yes.
That's open to the public. And so, Pastor Doug, I think our goal for that is to allow people to come in almost in the middle of the week, to come in and to just have an atmosphere where they could just sit down and be refreshed in the presence of God. What is our atmosphere going to be like on that day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday, February 12th?
Well, it'll certainly be warm from the weather, and we want to have worship music playing in the background, and we want to create an atmosphere where people can come in and pray. Maybe you need personal prayer. You know, my wife and I will be available if you need personal prayer, or if you just want to call out to God on your own. You know, God works in atmospheres, and oftentimes the early church, they would get together daily. And they would do a variety of things. And in that atmosphere, God did miracles. He performed signs and did wonders. So we want to create an atmosphere where you can come and you can be united with God. And you do that through prayer. And prayer is communication to God.
Amen. So again, if you would like to mark that date down, Tuesday, February 12th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the church is going to be open and the sanctuary available for you to come in and pray, or to have personal prayer with our hands laid on you, where we can pray for you personally. We're opening this up to businesses especially, so that they can have their employees take a break, come be refreshed, get rejuvenated to go back to work and finish out the week, you know, with extreme success.
And, you know, let me just say something about prayer. Prayer is really powerful. I mean, when the early church prayed, people who were in prison were supernaturally delivered.
Amen.
When they prayed, they literally shook the earth. There was a respect and a reverence for God when the church prayed. So we want to just invite you to come and pray.
Amen. And the other thing that we'd like to let you know about is at our church that we do have available is we have our program that's called Kids Life, Kids Living in Faith yes. Every Day. And that is our children's program. It's headed up by Pastor Herb and Diane Hoover. Yes. They are ordained ministers as well. And they head up our children's ministry here at Victory Christian Fellowship. And what a dynamic program they have.
Yeah, I mean, they're currently developing character traits such as respect and listening, and they're instilling that in every lesson with the kids. And, you know, I talk to a lot of the kids after the service, and they actually tell me things that they've learned. You know, they have things to go over with their parents to kind of reiterate the lesson that they've learned. And our kids are really getting a hold of the things of God.
Amen. And so we also have that available on Wednesday nights as well. Our service starts at 7 p.m. and then it goes a little bit after 8 or ends around 8 p.m. But we'd like to encourage you to take advantage of all these things. The other thing we have available at our church, and that is a men's Barnabas group is what it's called.
Yes.
And a woman's group called Woven. The word Woven, it stands for Women Overcoming Victoriously Enjoying New Life. Now this Sunday, you have the men's group.
Yeah, the reason that we're called the Barnabas group, that word Barnabas means son of encouragement. And we want to encourage men to be godly men in the body of Christ. And we're going to meet this Sunday at 5 p.m. And it doesn't matter. We want to invite men from all different churches. And we come together. We have a meal. We have a Bible study. And we have great fellowship. And we meet the last Sunday of every month here at the church at 5 p.m.
Now, do you know what you're teaching on this Sunday, Pastor Doug?
Well, I feel impressed to tell the men on how to be a prophet, a priest, and a king in their home. A prophet sees, a priest intercedes, and a king exercises authority.
That is awesome. You know how many women would love for their men to know this?
Yeah. I'm going to challenge the men to step up to the plate.
Amen. So women, if you're listening and maybe your husband's not listening or your son is not listening, you might want to make an appointment for them to be here 5 o'clock on Sunday and have them listen to the ministry of the Word of God so that they could have information to make decisions that they are responsible to make.
Yes. And tell us a little bit about the women's group that you lead.
Yes, the women's group that we have at our church. We meet every second Sunday of the month at 10 a.m. It's the second Saturday of the month. Pardon me. It's not the Sunday. It's Saturday. And it's at 10 a.m. It goes until about noon. And we're meeting here at the church. And we have a great time. Our goal is to have some fun, some laughter. We eat some good food. And then we eat some good word. We have about a solid hour of teaching. And it's available online as well. Because since we're at the church, we recorded last month's teaching. It's online. www.vcfpa.org. Click on free resources and just look for the Woven link and the date. And this in our next meeting will be February 9th, which is the second Saturday of February. And I will be teaching on that in that meeting on freedom. Because it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. And a lot of women walk around in bondage. So I want to teach on freedom. So you don't want to miss that. Bring a couple of your girlfriends with you and just come hang out. Have a good time. We have a great team that work together to make all of this work. Well, Pastor Doug, our time is just about running out on us here today.
Yes, it is.
But I want to let you know something. All of these things that we're telling you about that we're doing here at the church, we have a calendar available online. Again, go to our website, www.vcfpa.org, and you can check out all the way until the month of March. We have information available for you. But mark the date of March 1st because we're having our first discipleship class of this year where we're teaching
yes.
on renewing the mind. And that's going to be taught by Dr. Diane Hoover, who is a psychologist.
Yes.
And she's also an ordained minister. So she's going to be teaching about the mind, which is something you don't want to miss.
And, you know, I just want to emphasize that if you're looking to change your life, if you come to Victory Christian Fellowship, whether it's for the men's group, for the women's group, for the kids, even for young people, they're going to get the word. They're going to get to know the truth, and they're going to experience the promises of Jesus, and you're going to see your life change.
Amen. Well, God bless you today. And let me give you our telephone number. It's 717-838-2222. 2033, and we are here at Victory Christian Fellowship ready to serve you. God bless you.